Amen。
充分找朋友，年轻人去你们的教室。
Ask the children and youth to go to your classrooms。
今天我们继续以弗所书的系列的信息。
We'll continue to preach from the book of Ephesians。
我们的圣经的教导很奇妙的虽然不是哲学，但是给我们人生最高的智慧。
Our body is not just philosophy, but yet it teaches us everything about our life.
给我们全新的眼光来看待我们的周围的世界，看待我们的人生给我们全新的价值的观念。
And to give us a brand new perspective to look at the world around us and to give us a whole different value system.
圣经基督的信仰不是心理学，但是为我们提供了对人心的最深刻的理解和描述。
Even though the Bible is not about psychology, but yet it gives us the most deepest understanding of human heart.
圣经也不是心理辅导学，但是它基于圣经真理对我们生活的各样的问题的一些的引导，去让我们得到人生真正的智慧。
Even though it is not a counseling book, but yet it gives us the deepest understanding to give us guidance in our lives.
在我们的信仰当中包含这一切。
And our faith includes all of this.
就像彼得在彼得前二后书所讲的神的神能已将一切关乎生命的敬虔的事赐给我们，给予我们认识那用自己的荣耀和美德招我们的主。
And it's just Peter, in 2 Peter says to us that God is really teaching us all these words to give us all the goodness and his kindness.
在过去几次我们就在以弗所的经文当中来学习如去脱去我们这个旧人，除去我们旧有的观念，让我们心智在耶稣基督里面更新，然后让我们穿上新人。
And we've been learning from the book of Ephesians of how to put off the old self and put on the new self.
那今天呢，我们就看一看我们怎么来看待我们的工作。
And today we're going to look at how we look at work.
工作和财富这个题目是分不开的。
We cannot separate the topics of work and wealth.
怎么看待我们工作，我们手中的财富，上帝给我们赐给我们的各样的资源。
And how we look at work and how we look at all the resources and wealth that God has given us.
是在这一段里面呢这一句话虽然只有一句话，但是它里面讲了非常丰富的真理。
Even though there's only one sentence here, it has a lot of wisdom in it.
从前偷窃的不要再偷，总要劳力，亲手做正经事，就可有余分给那缺少的人。
Anyone who has been stealing must steal no longer, but must work, doing something useful with their own hands, that they may have something to share with those in need.
这句话里面呢，讲出三个意思。
Three meanings here.
第一个是不要再偷。
First, steal no longer.
第二个讲说总要劳力。
Second, we must work.
第三个呢，我们总要分给别人。
And thirdly, we need to share with others.
中文版的翻译有余就可以分给别人。
In Chinese, it's translated into if we have any excess, we can share with others.
有一点的误导，因为在原文当中没有这个有余这个意思。
It's a little bit misguided because in the original language, there is no such concept of excess.
总要做工，我们要亲手去做工，这样就有东西呢，跟人去分享。
And it's just the meaning that we must work, so we would have stock with resources to share.
他不是说等我们有余的时候那有余的时候可能永远等不到总觉得我自己不够也是说当我们有了挣来的金钱，挣来的这些的资产之后呢，我们就可以去祝福别人了。
It doesn't mean that when we have excess, because we never have that point that we feel like we have excess, but it's just to work to say we share.
一个一个来看我们先来看这个第一个不要再偷。
Let's look at it one by one. First, steal no longer.
那这句话大家一听起来会不会觉得有一点刺耳？
Do you feel like this is kind of hard to swallow when you hear that?
如果今天保罗写一封信给玛丽兰福音教会的话，其中有一段话说从前偷窃的不要再偷了。
And if Paul's going to write a letter to MGC today and say, well, those who used to steal must steal no longer.
我们读到这样的话，听到这样的提醒，我们会作何感想？
When we heard that, what would we have thought?
哦，我写信给以弗所这样讲的时候，说明在以弗所教会里面，不是指教会外面的人哦，教会里面的人有在继续做偷窃这个行为。
When Paul wrote this, it meant that there were people in a church in Ephesus that they are still stealing.
所以保罗才会讲说，从前偷窃不要再偷哦。
And that's why Paul said that those who used to steal must steal no longer.
那这句话不是讲给别人听到，这句话是跟你我有关系的，是跟我们讲的。
So this is not to talk to other people, it's talking to you and me.
可能我们会说啊，我们不会像加州那些小偷一样啊，跑到商店里面拿别人的东西啊，只要不超过950块钱，那就算轻罪，不算重罪，不会被判刑。
And so we're not talking about those people like the thieves in California, and they still under certain threshold, and they wouldn't be put in jail.
所以保罗应该对他们讲说不要再偷了，不
要
对我们讲了。
So, you know, don't talk
to us about don't steal anymore. 我们会想说我们常常会收到这个诈骗电话呀，诈骗邮件啊，甚至有人试着偷我们这个 identity 哈，偷用我们的信用卡去盗用我们的钱，都对他们讲说不要再偷了，不要对我们讲了。
Well, you should be talking to those people who give us all these spam calls or email or trying to steal identity to steal our money.
我们会觉得说我们也没有盗用过别人的版权，我们不会下载这个别人的这个音乐、电影、书籍哈，好像这个不尊重别人的版权，这句话应该不是对我们讲的吧
？And then we never have kind of like done, you know, violating other people's copyrights and download all these things that we shouldn't have downloaded.
然而，就像保罗前面所讲的说，你们要弃绝谎言，要个人跟理解说实话一样，他是对教会讲的。
And so he is just talking to like before, you must put out falsehood and speak truthfully.
就像他提醒我们说，一切的苦毒、恼恨、愤怒、嚷闹、诽谤，并一切的恶毒都当从你们中间除掉一样，这些事情依然会在基督徒当中发生的。
And so when he talks about there is all bitterness, rage, and anger, brawling, and slander, along with every form of malice, he's talking to Christians.
所以保罗今天是对我们来讲话说，从前偷窃的不要再偷。
So he is talking to us today that those who used to steal must steal no longer.
保罗在重复十诫中的第八诫。
And when he's also repeating the eighth commandment out of the ten commandments.
第八诫就是讲不可偷窃。
The eighth commandment is do not steal.
虽然是这样一个简单的一个十诫中的一句话，但是它包含着很多的内容。
Even though it's a very simple sentence in the Ten Commandments,
And 这里讲的偷窃当然是包括啊，把别人的东西、不属于我们的东西拿过来啊，为我们自己所得的。
It certainly includes taking things that belong to others and give to ourselves.
也包括本来归给别人的东西，我们留下来没有给别人，这也是偷窃的意思。
But also, it also includes what we should have given to others, but we keep it for ourselves.
圣经当中有三起哈很重著名的这个偷窃的案件。
There are three serious thefts of examples in the Bible.
都是在很关键的历史时刻上发生的事情。
Those thefts happen at key moments in our history.
而且因为这三件事情，对整个的人类、对整个的教会、对以色列人都产生了极大的影响。
And we gave.Big impact to the entire human race and to the Israel nation.
第一起就是亚当夏娃的吃了不该吃的，神没有给他们这个分别善恶树上的果子。
And the first incident is Adam and Eve ate the fruit from the tree of knowledge of good and evil.
这是整个人类后面的人类陷在罪恶当中的开端。
And that's the beginning why the entire human race was falling into sin.
因为亚当夏娃啊，主要是因着亚当，因为是一个人啊，最因着一个人进入世界，是指的亚当啊，他领受了这个责任，他应该负起这个责任，但是他没有守住，因着他这个偷窃的行为，拿了不属于他的东西，吃了不属于他的果子以后，全人类后面都落到罪恶的。
And Adam has the responsibility of eating from the fruit that he shouldn't have eaten, and that caused entire human race to fall into sin.
第二起很重要的受著名的这个偷窃的案件是当以色列人刚刚进到迦南美地过了约旦河到了神所应许的那块地的时候发生的事。
And the second incident happened when the Israelites entered into Canaan after crossing Jordan River.
神明确告诉以色列人哈，打下耶利哥城之后，里面所有的财物、所有的人、最要满营的人都要被灭掉的。
God has told Israel clearly that after the city of Jericho has fallen, that everything should be destroyed.
但当中有一个人，就是这个亚干啊，偷了，看到衣服好漂亮，就把衣服偷来藏在自己的帐幕里，看到那个银子很值钱，就把它偷来藏在自己的这个帐幕。
And then there's this person, Achan, and he saw that there's this beautiful cloak that he wanted to keep for himself, and as well as silver that he wants to keep for himself.
以色列人刚刚有一个新的开始，进到这个神所应许的迦南美地了，就发生这样的事。
And this happened right at the beginning of the Israelites entering the Canaan.
因为亚干所做的啊，他们第二次再去打仗的时候就失败仗。
And because of the ocean,then they suffer a defeat in the battle that follows.
因着一个人的偷窃的行为，整个民族遭受了影响。
Because of an individual's theft, that the entire nation was impacted.
直到亚干的罪被从当他们当中清除之后，他们才能够继续的跟随神，不断的得这块的地。
And only after the sin of Achan has been dealt with, then they can continue to follow God.
第三个很有名的偷窃的事情呢，也是发生在哈一个阶段的刚刚开始教会刚刚产生的时候。
And the third theft happened at the beginning of the new era of the church.
亚拿尼亚和撒菲拉叫沽名钓誉哈，他们欺哄圣灵说谎话。
Ananias and Sapphira was deceiving the Holy Spirit, and because they want to have to steal this reputation for themselves.
那后面是一个偷盗的行为。
And what followed is an incident of theft.
这次他要偷什么呢？
What is he stealing?
别人哈，这个奉献的时候，哇，他们看见了哈，这些人把自己的家产都卖掉以后奉献给教会，别人都很尊重他，他们在教会里面得到大家的尊重。
They saw that others received a lot of respect in the church after they stole the properties and donated to the church.
他们也很羡慕别人的尊重。
They envy that respect.
他们也把家产卖掉了
，so they sold their property as well，
也奉献给教会了
，they donated，
但是不是全部
，but not entirely，
自己留下一部分
，they reserve a portion for themselves。
其实这也无可厚非
，and you can say well that doesn't sound too bad，
按照自己心里所愿望的，心甘情愿的奉献都是好的
，so according to what you even your will to donate，
that's not bad。但问题就出在他们奉献了一部分却告诉教会告诉人说他把所有的都奉献
But the problem was that they donate only a portion but yet they told everyone to donate everything
偷取神的荣耀
They stole God's glory
想要偷取别人的尊重
They stole other people's respect
表面所做的跟他实际所发生的事不相吻合
What they did on the outside is really not the same as what they did inside.
对这三件事情，神都当时马上出手哈，去处理这样子。
So God immediately acted in each of these three incidents.
神不允许这种偷盗的行为在教会当中继续的蔓延。
God did not allow this behavior of theft to continue to spread.
因为这些罪恶的背后都是魔鬼的作为。如果魔鬼的作为进入到教会，进入到以色列人当中，他们就会失败仗的。
Because all those things are acts of Satan, and if they continue to follow that practice, they will continue to suffer defeat.
因为魔鬼来了，就是那个盗贼啊，盗贼来，无非要偷窃、杀害、毁坏。耶稣来了，是要叫羊得生命，并且得的更丰盛。
So the thief is referred to Satan. The thief comes only to steal and destroy, and Jesus has come that they may have life and have it to the full.
所以保罗写信给以弗所教会，提醒他们讲话要注意，就是我们上次就讲到了，其中特别提到除去偷窃的行为。
So that's why Paul, when he wrote to Ephesians, he especially emphasized to continue to steal no longer.
基督徒也会偷窃吗
？Will Christians steal?
有的时候我们做了，我们自己可能都没有意识到。
Sometimes we did it and didn't realize it.
在旧约当中特别提醒神亲自这个先知讲话提醒以色列不要抢夺神的财物
And in the Old Testament, the prophet especially reminded the Israelites that do not rob God's glory.
马拉基书里面讲说，人岂可夺取神之物呢？你们竟夺取我的供物，你们却说我们在何事上夺取你的供物呢？就是你们在当纳的十分之一和当献的供物上。
In the book of Malachi, will men rob God? Yet you rob me. But you ask, how will we rob you in tithes and offerings?
他们是在以色列人并没有照着神所吩咐的，把他们财物的十分之一奉献给上帝。
The Israelites at that time did not follow God's commandment to offer the tithes.
当他们献祭的时候，神明明讲是献祭都要用最好的，不能用那些残疾的啊，这个家里好像都觉得不好的东西拿到圣殿来奉献。
God has told them explicitly that he can give offer the best, not offer the defective.
但他们天天的把那些的血水的瞎眼的那些东西，他们自己都看得不好的，拿来奉献给神。
And yet they intentionally took all the animals that had blemishes, such as disabled animals, and offered those.
甚至到上帝借着先知提醒他们的时候，他们还跟神顶嘴，他们不认为这样做有什么不对。
And even when the prophet reminded them, they argued and said, there's nothing wrong with what we did.
当他没有把当纳的十分之一奉献给神，没有用最好的去奉献给神的时候，在神的眼中这看为什么？偷窃。
So when they did not offer the best, what was seen in God's eyes, and that is theft.
对于我们来说，新约并没有明确的讲我们要按十分之一去奉献给神。
And the New Testament did explicitly say that we have a tithe.
然而大家要注意哈，十分之一对于我们新约的基督徒来讲是一个非常重要的一个参照。
Yet, this concept of tithing is a very important reference for us in the New Testament.
耶稣基督已经把他自己的生命付上，死在十字架上，把我们这个人已经救赎出来。我们不再是十分之一归给神，而是我们百分之百，我们这个全人，我们所有的财物，我们所有的一切，都是属于神的。
Jesus already died for us and gave his life on the cross, so it's not just one tenth, but it's really our entire 100% belongs to God.
神给我们所有的金钱，给我们的财物，给我们好用的房子、车子，是让我们在地上给他做什么？做管家的。这一切都不属于我们，是属于上帝的，要为他而使用。
When God gave us a house, a car, or all kinds of resources, God is assigning us as a steward.
旧约这个十一奉献是我们新约基督徒的一个参照，是我们学习奉献、操练信心的一个起步的一个起点，而不是终点。
So when the example of tithing in the Old Testament is really a lesson for us, a starting point for us, and it's not the destination.
我们在新约当中，在主耶稣基督已经在十字架成就了救恩，白白的生命的礼物已经赐给我们，我们也凭着信心领受了人。如果我们的奉献还不能超过旧约的圣徒的话，那我们实在是太亏欠上帝。
And it's we, in the New Testament, that we have already received the gift of life from God, that we cannot exceed the standards set by the Old Testament Israelites, and we indeed should be ashamed.
从我们的十一奉献开始操练，做一个起点来操练，每一次奉献的时候都提醒我们说，我们所有的东西都是神的。
As we practice tithing, that we should remind ourselves that everything that we have belongs to God.
每一次奉献的时候都提醒我们说，我们的百分之百都是神赐福给我的，我今天能够拿出一份来回馈给神，是对我的一个很重要的提醒，我是属于神的。
And so every time we offer, we should have reminded to us that everything we have belongs to God.
带着一颗感恩的心，甘愿的心，说我今天能够有机会参与到奉献，来支持前教，支持教会的建造，这是我的机会和福气。
And every time as we offer willingly and with thanksgiving, that we should remind ourselves that we have the opportunity to offer for missionaries, for other God's ministry, and that is our blessing.
所以当我们没有这样去奉献我们的金钱的时候，在神的眼中，我们就是在偷窃。
But we didn't offer like that, then in God's eyes, it's like a theft.
所以对于基督徒来讲，常常犯的这个偷盗的问题哈，第一个是我们财务上的奉献缺乏。
And so the first kind of common example of that is that we often robbing God's property.
那我们的时间
？What about our time?
如果按照十一的原则的话，神给我们一天24小时，我们应该有2.4个小时，2小时24分钟奉献给神一天，对不对？
And according to the concept of tithing, then in every day we have 24 hours, one tenth of this is 2.4 hours should be offered to God.
那当我们觉得要读经的时候，我们就觉得哎呀太忙了，哪有时间去读圣经？
And every time we think about, okay, we're reading the Bible and say, oh, I don't have time to read the Bible.
那我们说鼓励大家一起来祷告的时候，就说，哎呀，我太多的时间，哪有时间去祷告？
And every time we encourage people to pray together, then we say, oh, I really don't have time for it.
当我们要求说已经受洗的基督徒主日要来参加聚会啊，平时要跟弟兄姐妹在一起，总觉得说我哪有时间，我太忙了，没有时间，一个星期来神的面前。有这样一段时间的专心的敬拜，分别为圣，归给神的时间都拿不出来，这是在偷窃神的时间。
And if we say every once a week we come here to worship God together, yet we say we don't have time, then it's like stealing from God the time that we have.
我们要意识到我们整个的生命，我们在地上能存多久，都是上帝的掌控。
We should realize that how long we can stay on earth is really governed by God.
今天我们又打开眼睛，我们又有新的一天，有生命气息，我们就应该感谢神今天又存留我们在地上。
As we open our eyes this morning, we should thank God that we have the time that God has given us on earth.
我们人真的是就是一口气啊。
And we really is like a breath.
甚至这口气没有了，我们的生命在地上就停止。
If we lose that breath, then our life on earth will stop.
所以当我们意识到说我们每一天的生命都是神给我们的礼物，神给我们白白的恩典的时候，我们真的是要把我们的时间拿出来敬拜的。
When we realize that our time on earth is God's gift, that we should truly give of our time while we are on earth.
把你最好的时间拿出来来亲近。
Give of your best time to be close to God.
我们今天还能够有时间，能够有机会参与到建造教会，鼓励弟兄姐妹，关怀肢体，传扬福音的事情上，这实在是我们对神的那个恩典的一种理所当然的回馈。
It is the one that we really should be responding to God's grace as we serve Him, as we practice the missionary work, and also to build each other up.
我们今天已经在基督里新造的人。
We are a new creation in Christ.
我们今天活在地上，不再是为我们自己而活，而是为我们死而复活的那个主而活了，对不对？
We are no longer living for ourselves, but for the one who died for us and has been resurrected.
在教会当中，神早已经把各样恩赐的弟兄姐妹都放在这里了。
God has given gifts to every single Christian.
当我们的教会在服事的同工上所缺乏的时候，当我们在服事的这个岗位上好像没有人站出来的时候，这说明在我们当中有人正在偷窃神所赐予的这个恩赐没有拿出来。
And when we are lacking co-workers, lacking people to serve in certain positions, then that means there is someone who is stealing from God's time and gifts.
不要偷窃神的荣耀。
Do not rob God's glory.
所以遇到这些，我们都会显出我们自己的亏欠。
As we look at all of these things, I will see that we are lacking.
这是保罗今天依然要借着以弗所书对众教会、对我们的教会、对每一个有耳可听的弟兄姐妹发出的提醒：以前做的事情过去了，但是不要再做了，不要再偷窃了。
And that is a reminder from Paul about things that we did in the past that we should no longer do to the Ephesian church, to every church today, and to every Christian.
在我们的奉献的事情上，在我们所花的时间上，在神摆放在我们面前的各样的服事的机会、传福音的机会上，使用我们的恩赐和把一切的荣耀归给神的事情上，我们不要再偷窃上帝的物。
We should no longer steal from God's gifts in how He given us in our property, in our time, in the gifts that He given us, and all the opportunities to glorify Him.
那不要再偷窃，用什么来替代呢？
If we don't steal anymore, what should it be replaced with?
接下来讲的啊，总要劳力，亲手去做工，就可以有分给缺乏的人。
We must work so that we would have resources to share with others.
所以这段话虽然只是很简单的一句话，但这里讲出来的对于 基督徒应该对于我们所说的工作的那种的工作观那种观念跟世界完全不一样。
So even though this is a very simple sentence, but it should really help us set us apart from the perspective on work.
世界怎么看待工作这件事情？
How does the world look at work?
世人把这个工作看作低等的人所做的事。
The world looks at work as something for inferior people.
甚至把工作看作对人的一种的刑罚。
Sometimes people looking at work as punishment.
你看那些战犯抓来都是怎么样做奴隶的。
The prisoners will all be become laborers.
强迫他们战败了，强迫就是劳动。
They lost the war and now they are forced to work.
啊，中国以前有这个劳改农场啊，那些犯人抓起来就让强迫他们工作。
And in China used to be work camps or work farms.
做皇帝的人都是。饭来张口，衣来伸手就可以了，不用去服侍的，而都是那些别人去服侍他的。
So the emperors in the past used to be when they would be fed and they would be clothed.
你看那些得道成仙的人，都是不用再工作的人。
And you look at those people who supposedly become, you know, the kind of heavenly beings, they don't work anymore.
这不光是东方人的观念，在西方也是一样。
It's just not a concept in the East, but also same for the West.
在希腊的思想哲学当中，他们认为人的身体是污秽的。
In the thought of the Greek, they thought that the human body is unclean.
就这些体力的活，用你的手，用你的脚做这些事情，都是下等人、低等人做的事情。
It's really for the lower class to do these all the physical work.
那些这个高尚的人啊，这些高级的人呢，他们是脱离了肉体的工作。进到一个更高的一个灵魂的一个世界当中，这是他们的追求。
And for the noble people, they really have to can escape from all that physical work and enter into a higher spiritual realm.
因而带来的对那些蓝领工作、体力劳动，通常人们存在一种的偏见。
And the noble people have prejudice against people who do physical labor and blue collar workers.
那些割草的呀，做清洁的呀。那些农夫啊，这些好像都是这个没有学问瞧不起的那些人，他们才做的事情。
And we look down at people who maybe do farming or cleaning and all those physical labor.
努力去做我们动脑力工作啊，文学、艺术、音乐这个动脑的东西，这是高等的工作。
And those higher level kind of work that tend to be part of brain, such as art and literature and music.
我们生活在这个世界，我们会自然不自然的也会。好像被这种的观念所影响。
As we live in this world, we are influenced by it.
这都不是圣经里面教导我们。
But that's not what the Bible teaches.
别人把工作作为谋生，作为不得已不得已无奈之举，为什么要工作？要谋生吗？要生存
？And sometimes we look at work as something that we just have to do to make a living.
有些人工作的目的是为了不再工作拼命的工作，然后好去度假。
And so some people work so that they don't have to work.One day, because they can go on vacation.
我现在努力的工作，将来有一天我好退休就再不要工作了。
I will work hard today, so one day I can retire and I don't have to work anymore.
有些人走到另外一个反面，把工作看为生活当中最重要的事情。
But then the other people went the other extreme, and then they would think that this is the most important thing in my life.
为了工作成就，可以牺牲自己的儿女。牺牲自己的家庭，甚至牺牲自己的健康，拼命的去工作。
And some people will sacrifice their own health, their own family and children.
把工作当作这个安全感的来源，当作这个人生的意义的成就。
And so some people will treat work as the value, as their own security blanket, and that is also the value of themselves.
工作已经成了一种的偶像。代替了上帝的位置。
Work has become an idol replacing God.
这些都不是圣经教我们。
All those are not what the Bible teaches.
我们今天在基督里做新造的人，我们从心智上先更新我们当怎样看待我们的工作，我们的服事呢
？When we become a new creation, we have to renew our minds. And how should we look at work?
我们读几段经文。
We'll read from certain passages.
这是创世纪的第二章的经文天地万物都造齐了，到第七日，神造物的功已经完毕，就在第七日歇了他一切的功，安息了。
Genesis 2, thus the heavens and the earth were completed in all their vast array. By the seventh day, God has finished the work he has been doing. So on the seventh day, he rested from all his work.
今天你要告诉我们什么?
What does it tell you?
第一个,上帝是做工的上帝。
First of all, God is the one who works.
上帝用他的口,用他的言语创造了天地万物。
He uses words to create heaven and earth.
工作不是对人的惩罚。
Work is not a punishment.
上帝借着工作,借着创造来带来这个世界上一切的这个祝福。
Through work, he created everything and all the blessings.
他到第六天就亲手啊,这也是一个比喻的说法啊,神的手啊,神的手 用上,因为那泥土在泥土中造人啊。
And then on the sixth day, he used his hands figuratively to create man from earth.
从男人当中造女人的时候,他做了一个外科手术啊,取了一根肋骨,这都是要动手的啊,他的手是用来创造,来赐福于人的。
And then he did a surgery on the man by using one of his ribs to create woman.
工作不再是一个负担, 他是一种的享受,因为每造一天神造好了以后,他都去欣赏他的工作的成果。
Work is no longer suffering, but it's something to be enjoyed after each day of creation.
今天造光以后,有白天,有晚上,神看的是好的,跟他们欣赏。
And then after the first day, create light, so there is night and day, and there is something good.
第二天,把天上的水,地上的水分开,有天空,有陆地,海洋这些产生之后, 上帝看着有晚上,有早晨,第二天是好的。
And so the second day, as he separated the water from above and below, and then there's sky, and then land, and ocean, and there is something good.
等九六天,神不停地工作,不停地创造,到了第七天,他就歇了这一切的工,安息了。And
after 6 days of creation, on the seventh day, he rested from all his work.
到了第七天,他的创造的工作完成了,但是他的护理的工作还在继续。
And all the work of creation has completed on the seventh day, but yet the work of maintenance and protection continues.
所以神的护理之功啊,就是神在维持着这个世界,能够有规律的,能够照着他的设计,能够自由地运行下去,这个工作是持续每一天每一刻都没有停止过的。
So every day from then on, it continuously, God continues his work of maintaining the working of the entire universe.
神用他的右手的全能托住万有,
with the mighty hand, he sustains everything.
没有他护理的工作的话,那个原子核很快就会爆炸,会分裂的。
And without his work of maintenance, then everything would kind of explode.
因为他的护理的工作,我们才有这个早晨,晚上,春夏秋冬,这样有规律的世界的运行。
And because of his work, that the world continues to evolve with night and day in the four seasons.
对,不光这个神赐福了第七日,并为圣日,因为在那里神接了他一切创造的工作。
God blessed the seventh day and made it holy, because on it he rested from all the work of creating that he had done.
耶稣来的时候,他也讲这句话,耶稣就对他们说,我父做事直到如今,我也做事。
And Jesus said, so in his defense, Jesus said to them, my Father is always at his work to this very day, and I too am working.
神做创造的工作,护理的工作,借着耶稣基督还做什么?救赎的工作。
God has done the work of creation and maintaining, but yes, Jesus has also done the work of redemption.
对,作为按照上帝的形象,照着人来讲,这个工作是我们彰显神形象的一部分。
So, for man, to work is part of the revealing part of God's image in us.
这个工作让上帝的智慧,上帝的能力,上帝的创造,护理,救赎,借助我们能够不断地继续下去。
So that through us, this work of creating, maintaining, and redemption can continue.
上帝用他的言语创造世界,他在造我们的时候,就把那种的想象力,创造力,做工的能力赐给你我。
God has also given us the gift of creation, of imagination, and creativity.
上帝用他全能的右手在托住这个世界，当他到男人的时候，女人的时候，又把他放在那个园子里面做什么护理看守的工作，让这个园子能够越来越漂亮，越来越多的果实产生。
When God put Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden so that they can continue that work and so that the garden will become even prettier every day.
主耶稣基督来到地上，在十字架上成就了救赎的大功，但今天他依然记得他的教会，借着我们来继续的为这个福音去做传播分享的工作。
Jesus has accomplished the work of redemption on the cross, but to this day, the church will continue its mission of spreading the gospel.
这工作是我们作为人的一个基本的需要，就像我们需要休息、需要食物、需要这个友情一样，是我们的基本的需要。人活着就当一起去做。
So a basic need of human beings is to work just like our other basic needs.
耶稣基督，神的儿子造成肉身，他可以生在君王的家，生在那些这个哲学家、科学家的家中，但没有，他生在木匠的家中。他做的工作就是跟他父亲一样去做手工的木匠的工作的。
Jesus should have been born into the family of a king or a philosopher or any other profession, but yet he was born into a carpenter's family, and he continued his father's profession as a carpenter.
当神来比喻他自己的工作的时候，他会把自己比喻成园丁。比喻成牧羊人，比喻成农夫。
And when he compares his position, he is using examples of a shepherd, of a gardener, of a farmer.
所以这一些的工作都不是低等的工作，每一份工作都是有它的价值。
So every single kind of profession has its own value. They are not lower level than something else.
所以圣经教导我们的这个正确的工作观是什么呢？工作是人承接上帝形象的一部分。
So the Bible teaches us that work is part of God's image.
工作是神赋予我们的生命当中最基本的一个恩赐。
And it's a basic gift that God has given us to work.
工作是人的一个基本的需要。
Work is also a basic human need.
人的工作，当人停下来不工作的时候，他有一部分的这个内在的功能就没有发挥出来。
When man stops to work, then there is this basic capability in him that is not being utilized.
工作是为了造福于别人。
Work is to benefit others.
神给我们能力、恩赐、时间、机会，给我们各样的资源，就是让我们领受了这一切以后呢，工作以至于赐福于别人。
God has given us the opportunity, the gift, and the ability so that we can work to benefit others.
所以今天我们读这句话很简单哈，但是讲出两个很重要的意思。
Even though the sentence is very simple, there are very two important meanings.
总要劳力做什么？正经的事。
So we need to do something good.
这个正经事对，英文就是翻译成好的事情。
And English is translated as good.
这就是神创造我们、救赎我们的目的。
And that is the purpose of the redemption.
第二章讲到这个救恩的时候，我们因着信得救是本乎信，因着恩我们得救不是靠着我们自己的行为，没有人一个人能够自夸的哈。然后他就讲了这句话，我们原是他的工作，在基督耶稣里造成的，为要叫我们行善，就是神所预备叫我们行善。
In the book of Ephesians chapter 2 talk about us that we are saved by grace through faithIt's possible for we are God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus to do good work, which God prepared in advance for us to do.
四章二十八节，做正经事，那个正经就是这里面善事的那个善。
And so it's really the same word good in chapter 2 here, as well as in chapter 4.
谁来定好与坏？
Who determines whether something is good or bad?
谁来定什么是正经的事，什么不是正经的事？
Who determines what is good or bad?
就是这里讲的，就是神预备叫我们所行。
And it's really here that what God has prepared in advance for us to do.
那我们照着神的旨意去做他心里的事情的时候，这叫正经事，这叫善事。
If we do something according to God's will, then it's something good.
守住神给我们的本分啊，神啊，把你放在做丈夫、做父亲的位置上，尽心尽力的在这件事情上。为神承受神给你的使命，这叫正经的事。
do your best as God will give you in the position as a husband, as a father, and that is something good.
在神的家中啊，神把你摆放在各样的服事的岗位上啊，这是神把你摆放的位置，尽心尽力的去做正经的事，神交托给你的事。
And if you are in the church, you do what God has put you in the position to serve, and that is something good.
作为新造的人，我们在各样的事情上，为了体现神的荣耀，为了让神的名声得好处，让这个福音能够得到广传。当我们持续的、忠心的去做这些事情的时候，这叫正经的事。
As we faithfully do what God wants us to do, so that others will hear of Him, and that is something good.
第二部分呢，就讲说有余分给缺少的人。
And then the second part is to share with those in need.
这里讲的工作的目的是什么
？And here we talk about the purpose of work.
努力工作是为什么？
What is the purpose of our hard work?
让我可以住更大的房子吗？
So that I can live in a bigger house?
开更好的车吗？
Drive a better car?
我可以有更多的时间去世界各地去旅游吗？
So that I can just go sightsee in different places?
努力工作，亲手做正经事，要可以分给啊，分给有缺少。
So we should work hard so that we can share with those in need.
什么叫做新造的人？
What is a new creation?
什么叫脱去旧人，穿上新人？
What does it mean to put off the old self and put on the new self?
就是把那个世界要传递给我们那些对于工作的那些错误的观念除去。
It means to take away those false teachings in the world about work.
按照神的眼光，按照圣经的教导去看，我们的工作是我们生活的一部分。
So we can look at it from God's perspective and according to the truth.
是我们一个基本的需要，是我们在生命当中的一种的享受和恩典。
It is really supposed to be enjoyed and also a gift from God to work.
努力工作就是像耶稣基督那样去努力，去摆上像耶稣基督那样去活。
And it's by living in as Jesus did to work hard.
保罗说：“我已经与基督同钉十字架了，现在活着不再是我，乃是在我里面的耶稣基督，他是爱我，为我舍己。”
And Paul said that the one I no longer live myself, but is Christ living in me.
基督来不是来受人的服侍，乃是服侍人。
Jesus came not to be served, but to serve.
并且舍命做多人的属下。
And then he died so that many will be saved.
我们要穿上新人，就是要在我们的对工作这件事情上，来彰显耶稣基督这种生命。
So as we put on new stuff, and it's to exemplify the new life in front of others.
保罗说：“我凡事给你们做榜样，叫你们知道应当这样劳苦，扶助软弱的人，又当纪念主耶稣基督的话说，施比受更为有福。”
Paul said, "In everything I did, I show you that by this kind of hard work, you must help the weak, remembering the words the Lord Jesus Himself said, 'It is more blessed to give than to receive.'"
基督徒不同于世人。
Christians are different from the rest of the world.
基督徒领受神的恩典，绝对不是为我们自己，单单是为我们自己的享受。
When we receive God's blessing, it's not for our own enjoyment.
基督徒领受神的恩典是为了给出去。
When we receive, the purpose is to give out.
教会不同于世上的俱乐部。
And the church is different from clubs in this world.
世上任何其他的这种组织也好，俱乐部也好，都是为他们自己会员的好处。
All the clubs and organizations in the world are for the benefits of its members.
他会员交了会费吗？他得享受作为会员的权利和利益。
And when they give membership fees, then they would receive some form of benefit.
但教会在地上很特别。
But the church is very special.
神赐福教会里的人，实际上是为了教会之外的人得到好处。
When the church members receive benefit,It's really for the benefit to give out benefit to the outside.
教会不是为自己存在的。
Church does not exist for itself.
教会之所以存在是为了荣耀上帝的名。
The existence of church is to glorify God.
教会之所以存在是让今天还没有在教会里面的人能够得到上帝的恩典和好处。
The church exists so that others outside the church can receive benefit.
是上帝设立教会的基本的本质是给。
So the basic principle of setting up the church is to give,
去付出
to give out.
是像他的主人一样，像他的头一样。耶稣基督来到地上就是给予，就是付出，到一个地步他把他自己的生命都舍。
So it's just like this master is head of Jesus when he came to this world, the whole purpose is to give out even his life.
你们知道的，你们知道我们主耶稣基督的恩典，他本来富足是为你们成了贫穷，叫你们因他的贫穷可以成为富足。
We know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ that though he was rich, yet for you, therefore he became poor, so that you through his poverty might become rich.
我们要想成为新人嘛
？We have to become a new creation.
我们要教会成为真正合神心意的教会嘛
？We are our church to be a church that is living according to God's will.
我们的眼光就一定不能够只定睛在我们自己这一群人身上。
Our perspective should not be focused on ourselves.
神会祝福我们
，God will bless us.
神给我们一切的恩典、资源，给我们平安，给我们喜乐
，give us peace and joy and resources.
的目的是让。今天还没有在我们教会，我们的朋友，我们的邻舍，我们的亲人，我们可能还有一些我们根本就不认识的，叫不上名字的人，能够因着我们的服事而得到上帝的赐福和恩典。
But it's really for those who are currently outside the church, our neighbors, our friends, our family, so even those we don't know, they come to know Christ.
我们有机会来看看我们自己的手。
Sometimes we have the opportunity to look at our own hands.
我们的手只是为了拿取得到然后为自己。
Are we just taking for our own benefit?
还是我们这个手是给予的手，祝福的手，牵拉的手，安慰的手，能够把人带到耶稣基督面前的那个手。
Instead our hands, the one that would give out, that would help others, that would kind of bring other people to Christ.
这个世界上不缺少 consumers 消费者
The world doesn't lack consumers
这个世界上缺少亲手做工的目的就是为了祝福别人的人这应该是我们基督徒的样子
The world lacks people who would do work to benefit others and that is the hands of Christians
大家可能提到这个人的名字不是很熟悉哈 Charles Dean
You may not know this person, Charles Finney.
但你如果坐飞机的话，你一定会在机场上注意到有一些的免税店。
When you fly, you may notice there are these duty-free shops in airports.
Charles Finney 就是机场免税店的创始人。
He is the founder. He was the founder of these duty-free shops.
他因为这个生意呢，他也是赚了很多的钱。
He made a lot of money through that business.
他是一个亿万富翁。
He is a billionaire.
今年十月九号过世，九十二岁过世。
And 92 years old, he passed away in October this year.
那他在死之前，他说他完成了他人生最大的梦想。
Before he died, he said he accomplished his biggest dream.
什么是他人生最大的梦想呢？就是财富归零。
What was his biggest dream? Is that for his all worth to fall to zero?
他一生挣了这么多的钱。他人生的目标梦想就是把他挣来的所有的钱都给出去。
His dream is to give out all the money that he made in his life.
所以他一生一共把他挣来的80亿美元全部奉献。
So he donated his entire $8.1 billion.
他跟其他的不信主的人做慈善不一样。
He does very different from other philanthropists.
他对人讲说，他一生之所以愿意把这些东西给出去的目的，因为他人生的目标就是为了借着他所挣来的钱荣耀上帝。
He said his purpose of giving all the money is to glorify God.
他所常常提到的人生的格言就是施比受更加有福。
The model of his life is more blessed to give than to receive.
而且他特别强调那个美国这些的很有钱的人，像 Bill Gates 啊这些，都受了他的影响。他鼓励他们说、你不要等着你死了以后再奉献、你活着的时候就把你的钱给出去。
There are a lot of influence on all the wealthy people in the U.S. like Bill Gates. He said, don't wait until you die to donate, but donate while you're still alive.
他一讲一句话说，你不要等到说你有一天能够成为亿万富翁了，你才去祝福别人。
And don't wait until you become a billionaire before you bless others.
每个人都可以用你的金钱、 用你的时间，用你的恩赐，用你手所做的工去帮助那些有需要的人。
Everyone can use your money, your time, your resources you give to help others.
因为这是神创造我们，彰显上帝的形象的本质的工作。
And that's the basic work of God creating us in His image.
感谢主啊，我们今天在这里聚集啊，有很多的机会，我们可以来参与到祝福别人的服事。
We thank God that we have many opportunities to participate in the work of benefiting others.
我们可以用我们的金钱去祝福别人。
We can use our money to bless others.
财务同工告诉我们啊，我们到上个星期为止，我们的午餐的基金剩余840块钱。
And our financial report tells us that our lunch money is, has a surplus of $840 right now.
还记得啊，十月份我们一起奉献啊，我们超过了2000块钱啊，整个十一月份我们是啊这个 free lunch money.
And remember that through the donation of Togo that we achieved this free lunch month in November.
啊，我们在这个感恩节过感恩节的时候，大家也特别纪念这项的奉献啊。如果我们在星期五12月1号之前收到大家给这个午餐基金的奉献超过2000块钱，我们又可以宣告了12月份我们是 free lunch month.
So if we receive more donations in this month of November, then again we can declare December to be a free lunch month.
那12月份开始，我们同工现在正在收集资料啊，在12月份开始会陆陆续续的跟大家分享我们所支持的8个宣教机构的代祷事项和他们的需要。
And then starting in the month of December, we'll start sharing with you the eight missionary organizations about their needs.
那也鼓励大家哈，当你仔细去听，在世界各地用各样的方式来传播福音的这些机构在做的事情的时候，啊，圣灵能够感动我们啊，能够参与到他们的事工当中，借助我们的祷告，借助我们金钱的奉献，成为他们服事的伙伴。
So that as we listen to these sharings, that we can participate in the ministry through our prayers and our donations, so that we can participate in the missionary work.
除了借助我们的金钱的奉献能够祝福别人以外，我们每一个基督徒都有一件事情可以去做，祝福给那些缺少的人的。
Besides the main money, there is always one thing that every one of us can do to benefit others.
上个月我走回到大陆去看望我父亲的时候，碰到各样的人的时候，我发觉人心里面最大的需要不是别的。
And as I went to China to visit my family last month, that I found that this is biggest need among the people I met.
这些年轻的人当中有事业非常有成就的人。
Among those people I met is especially a very accomplished professionals.
年纪轻轻就承担他们公司里面很重要的责任了。
Even though they're young, they are taking on very heavy responsibilities in the companies.
但他们心里面很迷茫啊，人生最终的目的到底是什么？
But yet they are lost. They don't know what's the purpose of life.
我也遇到一些年轻人，他们在财务上遇到很大的困难啊，现在这个找工作也不容易啊，这个房贷也在跌啊，遇到各样的困难，让我发觉他们真正的需要还不是金钱的问题，是他们人生的真正的意义是在哪。
And there are young people who are maybe in financial difficulties because of the mortgage or they lost a job, but yet the biggest need is really not knowing what is the meaning of their lives.
看看星期五来到我们当中的这些新朋友们。
When we see these new people joining us on Friday night,
他们当中很多人财务上完全没有问题，他们可以把孩子送到美国来留学，很小的时候就在这里读书，他经济上完全非常的富裕。
And they don't even have any financial problems, they can afford to send the kids to the U.S. to study.
但他们的生命当中需要那最宝贵的，就是耶稣基督的福音。
But yet, the most precious thing they need in their lives is the gospel of Jesus.
让他们知道人的意义到底。
So they will know exactly what is the meaning of life.
人生真正的那个方向，追求的那个目标应该在哪？
What is the direction? What is the purpose?
这是我们在这里的每一个弟兄姐妹都已经得到的，都已经领受的，也可以去分享的，就是福音的好处。
And this is something that we each one already have, and that is something that we can share with others.
我们一起来复习一下大使命神给我们的托付。
Let's just again learn the Great Commission.
耶稣近前来对门徒说，天上地下所有的权柄都赐给我。
And Jesus came to them and said, all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me.
所以你们要去使万民做我的门徒，奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗。
Therefore go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit.
我们要去。
We have to go.
我们周围神已经带来很多人。
And God has already brought us a lot.
作为我们的朋友，作为我们的邻居，作为我们的同事。
To be our colleagues, our neighbors, and our friends.
但是我们要跨越心里这个难处啊，要去哦，要发出邀请，要跟他们做朋友，要带着这个福音的使命去跟他们做朋友。
So we have to overcome that hindrance in our heart, and then we have to go and make friends with them and to share with them.
我们在走到海外，走到这个其他的国家去传福音宣教之前，我们要先跨过面前这个难处，走过街，走到你的邻舍那里去。他的这个吩咐使他们能够听到。
Before we go overseas to another country, we have to go cross that street in front of our house so that we can share the gospel with our neighbors.
疫情过去了哈，这一次我们的幸福小组有一个新的尝试，就是实体的幸福小组。
The pandemic has passed, so now we have a new beginning for our happiness group. It will be in person.
这是摆在我们面前，教会面前的一个好机会。
And that is a good opportunity in front of our church.
每个人面前的机会哦。
And everyone has this opportunity.
欢迎大家一起来参与。
Welcome everyone to join.
我们实体的幸福小组就是在我们本地的传福音，这是我们责无旁贷的责任。
And that is a responsibility that we cannot shirk.
请把这些人放在我们的身边。
God has put these people around us.
让我们能够有机会认识他们。
So that we have a chance to know them.
是要借着我们把他们带到神的面前。
So that through us, we can bring them in front of God.
当我们这样去做的时候，带他们信耶稣，做主的门徒，凡耶稣所吩咐他们都教训他们遵守，神的应许就是说，他就常与我们同在，直到世界的末了。
And when we do all those things, and teaching them to obey everything I've commanded you, and surely I am with you always to the very end of the age.
主耶稣基督马上就要升天了。他对跟随的门徒说，圣灵降临在你们身上，你们就必得到能力，并要在耶路撒冷、犹大全地、撒玛利亚直到地极做我的见证。
Jesus was about to ascend into heaven and said, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth.
大家注意啊，这是耶路撒冷和撒玛利亚，和犹大全地和撒玛利亚和在地极同时间的去做见证。
And you need to pay attention that in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth all happening at the same time.
耶稣没有告诉门徒说你先在耶路撒冷做见证，然后再去犹大全地，然后再做撒玛利亚，然后再到地极去做见证。
Jesus didn't tell them to say first start in Jerusalem and then go to Judea and then go to Samaria and then go to the end of the earth.
不管在哪里，如果神给你开门，把这个机会放在你的面前，你可以同时间的在耶路撒冷、在犹大全地、在撒玛利亚、在地极来为主来做见证。
As long as Jesus gives you the opportunity at any time that you can be preaching the gospel in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and the ends of the earth.
这句话在这个网络的时代，在今天这个时代，更实际的给我们一个提醒。
And in this age of the internet, it gives us a very concrete reminder.
当我们做网络幸福小组的时候，就是在做一个宣教的工作。
And when we do happiness group online, we do missionary work.
目的不是把那个人带到 MGC 我们这个教会里面成为 MGC 的会员。
It's not to bring people to physically to MGC to become our members,
而是把人带到耶稣基督的面前，成为神家里的一部分，成为神国里的子民。
Is to bring people to God's family to become part of God's kingdom.
这一次我们要专心的做我们的实体幸福小组，因为这是神给我们的责任，就摆在我们的面
前。This time we have to do this in person, happy to do God, because that's the responsibility God has given us.
但同时我们可以借着网络，跟各地的教会、各地的肢体一起来同工，来兴旺神的国。
But through the world, we can co-work with other workers in the rest of the world to more about God's kingdom.
腓立比教会是我们一个很好的榜样。
The Church of Philippi is a good example for us.
保罗写腓立比教会基本上是一封感谢信。
The letter to the Philippians is basically a letter of thanksgiving.
因为保罗在腓立比做工之后，离开腓立比之后，一直在支持他、与他同工的就是腓立比教会。
Because after Paul has left Philippi, the Church of Philippi that continues to support him.
腓立比教会很忠心的在本地腓立比地方来传福音。
They are very faithful in preaching the gospel locally in Philippi.
保罗就夸奖他们说，你们从头一天开始就同心合意的兴旺福音，是值得赞许、值得夸奖。
And Paul praised them that from the very first day they have done God's will.
但腓立比教会呢，借着与保罗的同工，随着保罗，保罗走到哪里？提撒罗尼迦，走到雅典，走到这个哥林多。哎，他们的支柱一直跟着保罗呢，就是跟保罗一起同工，在各地那些不认识的人当中去做福音。
And they continue to co-work with Paul wherever Paul went, be it Corinth, Athens, or Thessalonica, they will continue to support him.
就保罗写这个腓立比书说，腓立比人啊，你们也知道我初传福音离了马其顿的时候，论到受挫的事，除了你们以外，并没有别的教会供给我。
So Paul said, "Moreover, as you Philippians know, in the early days of your acquaintance with the gospel, when I set out from Macedonia, not one church shared with me in the matter of giving and receiving, except you only."
就是我在帖撒罗尼迦，你们也一次、两次的打发人供给我的需要。
So even when I was in Thessalonica, you sent me aid more than once when I was in need.
我并不求什么馈送，所求的就是你们的果子渐渐增多，归在你们的账上。
Not that I desire gifts, but I desire that more be credited to your account.
当腓立比人跟保罗在帖撒罗尼迦同工，哥林多同工的时候，腓立比人并没有寄希望说那些得救的人跑到腓立比教会去参加聚会。
When the Philippians could work with Paul in Thessalonica or Corinth, they're not asking these people to come to Philippi to join the church.
但是借着他们的奉献，借着他们的祷告，借着他们与保罗的同工，他们在各地的施工当中都有结出许多的属灵的好果子。
They bear much fruit as they could work with Paul in those different places.
保罗就鼓励他们，为他们祷告，让他们这样的果子，借着他们一起同工的服事呢，能够不断的增多。
So Paul is encouraging so that as they continue to co-work with him, that they will bear even more fruit.
有些人得救，腓立比人并没有看见，也并没有真的知道发生了什么，但是在神的面前，神的账上都算在他的名下。
Even though the Philippians may not know everyone who came to Christ through their support, but yet all of those was credited to their account.
那我样样都有啊，并且有余，我已经充足，因我从以巴弗提，受了你们的馈送，当作极美的香气，为神所收纳、所喜悦的祭物。
I have received full payment, have more than enough. I'm amply supplied. Now that I have received from Epaphroditus the gift you sent.They are a fragrant offering and acceptable sacrifice pleasing to God.
这是多美的服事。
What a beautiful service.
带着一个神国的眼光。
From a perspective of God's kingdom.
不求每一件事情都是在我的范围内发生的。
Didn't ask for everything to happen in our sphere of influence.
而是在神的国度当中跟各地的教会、各地的同工能够合在一起，同有一个心智，就是让更多的人
That is in God's kingdom, co-working with every church everywhere, so that more will come to Christ.
我的神必照他荣耀的丰富，在基督耶稣里使你们一切所需用的都充足。
And my God will meet all your needs according to the riches of His glory in Christ Jesus.
腓立比人是受了保罗的好处，是受了安提阿教会宣教意向的一个好处，建立起教会。如今他承续了这样一个使命。继续的去与保罗同工，去祝福其他的人。
So the Church of Philippi has received benefits from Paul and from the Church of Antioch missionary sending, and now will continue to co-work with Paul.
这一切的目的都是让神的名得荣耀。
So the entire purpose is that God will receive His glory.
在工作的事情上， 不是在事情上，我们要脱去旧人吗？
In matters of work, in matters of service, we have to put off our old self.
除去一切世俗的观念的影响，让我们的心智在神的话语当中得到更新啊。
To remove the influence of the world's culture so that we be renewed in our mind.
看待我们的工作，看待我们的服事，用一个神的眼光，全新的眼光去看待。
To look at our work and our service from God's perspective.
作为在基督里新造的人，我们当在工作中彰显主耶稣基督的形象。
As if we are in Christ, in our work, we should manifest the image of Jesus.
你要努力的工作。
We have to work hard.
完成上帝交给我们的使命。
To fulfill the mission entrusted to us by God.
目的是祝福其他人。
The purpose is to bless others.
大家还记不记得这个图？
Do you remember this diagram?
这个以色列人在旷野这个安营的图。
This is the picture of the Israelites in wilderness as they set up camp.
数完了各个支派的人数，十二个支派就分成四个方向，东西南北八人。
The 12 tribes were divided into the four directions to set up the tents.
南边的人数是最多的。
They're the most have in the south.
北边的人数是最少。
The people in the north have the fewest.
南北这个人数呢差不多。
And then the other two sides are about the same.
然后呢，神就吩咐啊，南东边是哪几个支派？北边是这是东啊，这是西啊，这是北，这是南。
Okay,
东西南北各个支派的位置都是神给他们定的。
And God has set up which tribe goes in which particular direction.
他们当时也不知道为什么。
And they don't really understand why.
但是当我真正还原这个，他们就照着神的吩咐去做他们该做的事情的时候，就发觉这一幅以神的会幕为中心啊，这个西短东长南北是一样的这个图画就呈现出来。
But yet, as we follow God's will with the tabernacle in the middle and then all the 12 tribes are in that direction, and then this picture manifests itself.
一个十字架，上帝救赎人类的图画。就呈现在我们面前，上帝的面前。
A picture of the cross was manifested in front of men and in front of God.
所以今天盼望这成为我们建造教会的一个意向，一个方向。
May that become our vision and direction for our church.
好多事情我们不一定自己看见。
Many things we may not see personally.
但是当我们这一批人，忠心的照着主的安排，按照主的吩咐。一起来建造一个合一的教会的身体的时候，就让神的。
But when we faithfully follow God's will to build a united church, and that God will be glorified.
就会让进出的人、远处的人，因我们的服事得益处。
So the people near and far will be benefited.
盼望神赐福我们手中的工作。
May God bless our work.
让我们做良善、忠心。有见识的好管家
，so that will be a good and faithful servant.
让我们手中的工作能够荣耀神的名，祝福其他人
，so that our work will glorify God and benefit others.
让我们一起来唱这首回应的诗歌，复兴我们的圣地。